All right, we're going to start it off. I'm not going to tell you how to mom. Like, we'll take some Bible wisdom for that, because that's a fun job that changes every single day. So good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Did you guys get a chance to tell somebody Happy Mother's Day today? All right, if you miss somebody, if all of a sudden you're like, oh, I forgot. Right now, you have permission, like, pull out the phone, text them really fast, Happy Mother's Day. If you didn't get wished Happy Mother's Day, or if there's somebody you didn't get to say hi to, like, turn around, say Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. So glad everybody's here. All right, you got your, no, like, last-minute freakouts, like, okay, you got everybody covered. That was my first thing this morning. I was like, okay, I have to, my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandma, okay, I've got this. This is important. Like, this is a big day. I always loved coming to Mother's Day service, because I feel like you finally get the gold star for making it. Like, most Sundays, you, like, walk in, and you're like, I'm here. Coffee. Where's my gold star? Like, the kids, they have, like, clothes on, and I'm winning, right? So on Mother's Day, I'm like, gifts. I love gifts. They're fun. So for those of you who haven't met me, my name is Levita, and I also go by a few other things. So some of you may know me as Pastor Dwayne's wife. That's one of my fun names that I get to go by. A few of you, I'm like looking around, a few of you actually met me first as like the Norwex lady, and our introduction involved raw chicken. So that's always a memorable one. Yes, I get that, like, oh, hey. For many years, I was Mrs. Geesey, that really strict middle school teacher that had like crazy projects. Like, there was always some kind of food involved, because when you're teaching middle school, you should definitely include food. Like, I did have to have some rules that, like, the edible cell models, you couldn't eat them until the project was graded. Because I'd be like, where's your project? So, yes, we definitely, and there was a lot of candy involved, because that's the good stuff to eat. Like, one year we had, like, whipped cream come in. Yeah, that's not a good thing to build your cell out of. It kind of, like, melts. So we had a new rule, like, no melty stuff. So I got to be, I'm Mrs. Geesey for a lot of years. Now I get to be like the cool substitute Mrs. Geesey. Like, oh, it's Mrs. Geesey. Like, that's fun when you're the sub, because, like, you get to just be fun and, like, don't have to stay around for the discipline issues. Like, yep, no problems. Great. They were awesome. A few years ago, it seems like a really short time, but I'm getting close to 19 years. A few short years ago, I got to add mom. Like, oh, mom. There is so, so much in that word. Like, for those cute little, like, mom, 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 mom. You're like, oh, they're saying my name. Look at mom. You say mom. My kid's first word was never mom. Never. It was always dad. Because I'm pretty sure he was, like, coaching them. Like, can you say dad, dad, dad? No, 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 dad. Although he did teach them to say mom. Like, if you're crying, call for mom. Mom. That's always fun. And then you have everything from those sweet little mom, mom, mom. It's like, oh, so cute, too. Mom, like the eye roll, so much in that name. I always tell my kids it's part of the manual that we get, that we have to embarrass them. Like, it's part of the code, and I'm just not doing my job if I don't embarrass them. Like, so if you've embarrassed your child this last week, good job. You're following the code. You're doing awesome. So I have been blessed with an amazing mom in my life. And I was reminded again just how amazing she was when I went to the pet store with my kids yesterday, and they saw gerbils. And they were like, oh, Mom, can we get gerbils? I'm like, no. No. No, I know. And then I like flashed back to like when I was a kid and we had gerbils and we had baby gerbils. And we had a lot of baby gerbils. I don't know, like maybe it was like a science lesson, who knows, but there were a lot of baby gerbils. My kids' answer is still no, like no gerbils. And then they like got loose in our house. My mom's pretty much a rock star, like she took care of that, and that might be the reason I'm like, oh no, no gerbils. No rodent that can get loose and then propagate through my house. Like, nope, not going there. So like, it's pretty, I was blessed with a really awesome, adventurous mom. Hey, how many of you like, yeah, my mom, there was some like, and since I've become a mom, I'm like, oh man, she was a really awesome mom, because there were some things, and I'm like reminded, like, wow, rock star status. Not only did I have this really great mom, but I also had some really amazing bonus moms. How many of you had a good bonus mom? You know, the kind, like, sometimes those bonus moms are like, oh, you need a hug. Like, I've gotten to be that bonus mom where you're like, oh, somebody just needs a hug, needs some love. When I was in college, I had some bonus moms that, like, invited me to Thanksgiving because it was a little far away to go and, like, loved on me when I needed that hug. I got to be that bonus mom. I was subbing, and this little girl, she's, like, 8 years old. She's just missing mom. She just needed a mom hug. And she saw me, like, no, like, can you give me this hug? And I just got to hug her, like, it's okay. Life's good. It's all good. Gave her the hug, sent her on her way. Life's good. Sometimes I had that bonus. How many of you needed the bonus mom that was, like, speak the truth in love kind of bonus mom? Like, maybe, my friend describes it as sometimes you need just a good jerking up. Like, oh, yeah. Like, no. I sometimes fall into that category, especially like the grocery. I don't know if it's the teacher in me or the mom in me. Or I see like this little kid and I'm like, stop. Maybe like, everybody like, can we do that? Maybe it's just a me thing. You need to like work on that. I had this bonus mom who would help me. She would help me remember how to act in church. It's like, we'd sit all the teens in a line. And we may have talked sometimes. If you've chatted with me, you know that I like to talk. My kids will tell you, like, where's mom? Mom's talking. So this is not a new thing for me. It's been like my whole life. And that little bonus mom of mine, we'd be chit-chatting. And I'm sure we were very quiet and sneaky because, you know, most teenagers are. And she would just reach up and just tug the back of our hair just a little bit. Yep, so just a little reminder. I won't tell you how many times I needed that, but it was a good reminder. It was a good, helpful mom thing. So we've got like those bonus moms, and then you have like those momming moments. Sometimes you have those brief periods of time where for some reason, for some part in your life, you need like a momming moment. Why don't you like take a second? Who are those people that have mommed you? Like, there are a lot of people that come to mind. When I hope that those memories like bring smiles to your face, because sometimes we have rocky moments with moms. Sometimes we have good moments with moms, but those times when they reached out and like helped us along in life, helped us like be that person we're becoming. Now today we are celebrating moms, which is very important because it is the most amazing and pretty much the hardest job in the whole world. It's pretty awesome, but it's kind of tough, not for the faint of heart. But this message isn't just for moms. So guys, sorry, you don't get like a pass on this. Like you're here too. I'll try not to have like my teacher slip out too much. But it's for you too. No zoning out on me. I know that there are people that have impacted my life that are also men. Those momming moments sometimes come from guys. I know my husband can do an amazing ballet bun on the fly if he has to. Like, he's got those skills. I do know that he is much more appreciative of me after he has to have some momming moments. He's like, here it is. Yours. Go for it. When we were first getting married, when I, like, took Dwayne home to meet the family, I come from a small town. Like, we're talking small, like 350 people small. So I took Dwayne home, meet the family, meet the friends, and one of my junior high teachers, who probably mommed me a few times, met Dwayne. This is a male teacher. He met Dwayne, and he like pulled me to the side and was like, are you sure about this? I was like, yeah. He goes, is he? Yeah, obviously. I kept him around. He was like, can he handle your personality? You've got kind of a strong personality. Is he strong enough for you? I was like, yes, it's okay, it's okay. So he was just checking up on me, just making sure that it was going to be okay. Poor Dwayne, he got to like go through the ringer. He met all of my bonus moms, all, like 350 of them, the whole town. Like, poor guy. He thought it was rough meeting the family. Like, come on. All right, so we are going to talk about the Bible, because it's church, right? Like, we're going to like bring some of that in here. So I want you to think that what, actually, I think I skipped a part. Hold on just a second, because I really want to talk about this. Okay, never mind. All right, so I want you to think through, because we're in church, so we're definitely going to like touch on the Bible. What are some of your favorite Bible characters? So yes, I'm used to working with middle schoolers and junior high and high school, so I've already told you you can get out your phone and text Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day, and now I'm asking you to blurt out in church. So what are some of your favorite Bible characters? Ruth. Ruth? Who else?
Simon Peter.
All right. Esther. Any others? Ehud, the left-handed guy. Yeah, that would be your favorite. Any others? Like Miss? All right. I heard somebody. Jesus. I've heard of him. He's a good one. I like him. He showed up in the first service, too. So many of these, like, so many of these, like, strong, amazing, like, Ruth and Esther and Jesus and Peter and Ehud, all these really great, strong, courageous people of faith. I love it. So my favorite Bible character is JL. I love JL. If you don't know about JL, she's pretty awesome. So, like, this evil king dude falls asleep, and she takes a tent stake and rams it through his head. It's pretty awesome. She's, like, my hero. She's, like, strong and courageous. A little bit of insight into who Levita is right there. So, she's this amazing, amazing person. And the people that we talk about are these, like, lead characters, these, like, leading roles. And sometimes in my life, I've gotten to be that lead role. I got to be like the lead role in the high school play. And like, it's fun to see your name like in the program. You're like, yes. When I was in college, I got to like travel for my school and go around and do improv. And they like paid me. I got to talk to people. It was like my job. It was awesome. And I got to be this main character, this headline, this great person out in front. And that's kind of fun. Like, I like that part. And when we talk about those Bible characters, they're those like that come to mind really fast. It's those really strong people of faith. And today we're going to talk about a mom. I was talking to one of my friends and I was saying, yeah, I'm going to share about Mother's Day and I'm going to do this. And she's like, oh, well, which Bible mom are you going to talk about? She's like, let me hear it. And I was like, well, probably not one you'd expect. And I think it's not going to be one that you expect. Sometimes I get to play the lead role. But I've found, as life goes on, that there aren't always lead roles. In fact, there's a lot of day-to-day in between the appointments and the driving around and the lessons and the laundry. Oh my word, like they wear clothes all the time and food and grocery shopping and all of these things. I added a few other names and they're not leading lady. They're Alana's mom. They're gymnastics lady, bus lady, youth lady, snack lady. Everybody loves a snack lady. You get these like other names. I got to throw my other kids in there. I get to be Dwayne's mom and Levita's mom and Kendra's mom too. Like the geesey kid mom. I get to be all of these. And I find like through the day to day, these things that just have to happen, that sometimes we feel like we have a different name. I feel like maybe we're invisible. And we're not this amazing leading lady. No one really wants to be invisible. Like background okay, but not invisible. So we're going to come back to a time a few thousand years ago, and we're going to look at a Bible mom. As I was reading about this person, or as I was reading this account, I decided that she's my new favorite. She's my new favorite mom. I have a feeling you probably haven't heard a message on her before. I'd love to give you her name, but I can't, because her name is not actually recorded in the Bible. She's not actually mentioned. But her story Her story is my story, and her story is your story. All right, so you ready for this? This Bible mom that you've probably never, ever heard of before. We're going to go to the book of John. And this is a pretty familiar passage. This is actually the only miracle other than the resurrection that's recorded in all four Gospels. So it's a really, really well-known one. And I saw a few of you already there that like gave me like, yep, it's really in John. And it is John chapter 6. For those of you that know this chapter, don't worry, it really is here. And we're going to start because it, at the top it probably says like feeding of the 5,000 in your Bible or on your phone. And we're going to start with the first 7 verses. And it's kind of familiar. You know what's going on? Jesus is going through the land, and he's kind of getting a name for himself. People are starting to take notice. Things are happening. They're following him because of his signs. He's healing the sick. Like, this, things are happening. And then Jesus looks out, and he sees this great crowd coming toward him. He says to Philip, where are we going to buy bread for these people to eat? And he's asking to test him, like, Jesus knows the answer. He's kind of with it. And Philip answers, it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. So 5,000 men. That's a kind of big crowd, and I wanted to give you a picture of what 5,000 looks like. So this is about, there we go. This is about 5,000 people. It's a good number. Like, all right, go get McDonald's for all those people. Be like, that's going to cost a lot of money. I just fed my family of six at McDonald's. This is going to be expensive. So 5,000 people. We're going to feed them. And the disciples are asked to solve a problem. Like, what are you going to do? Enter Andrew. This is Simon's brother. He says, here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? What voice do you... So I did do drama. Like, I love drama. And like, when I read things, I always hear, like, the... I hear the voices in my head, but they're not voices in my head. Like, I read this with emotion. So, how do you hear this when you're reading this? Is this Andrew who is pronouncing the beginning of a miracle? Here is a boy with 5 small loaves, barley loaves, and 2 small fish. Is that how you hear it? No, maybe I'm just a little more cynical. I kind of hear Andrew's voice like, okay, kid. You've got to be kidding. I hear in this, like, all right, well, here's this boy, and he has 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. How far are these going to go among so many? Like, I really hear this skeptical voice in there. And I don't know if you've ever thought about the boy, like, what he was thinking. I don't know if he was, like, a groupie, and he was like, woohoo, Jesus is going to do something with this. Like, he was excited and ready. I don't know if he was just like, well, here you go. I've heard a lot of messages about this passage. I've heard some about this boy. And one day, as I was reading this passage about this miracle, so it's a little spoiler alert, they feed everybody. And then they have 12 baskets of leftovers. Leftover. This is totally a mom story. They feed everybody, and there are leftovers. And we started with, like, not much. So totally fits in here. But as I was reading this, my brain went, like, a little bit different direction. And I was picturing this story, and I started to think about this boy. And this boy has a mom. She isn't named. She isn't mentioned at all. This boy has a mom. And I got to wondering, just a little bit of, like, I start to wonder, think about it a little bit. Was she there? What would she have been like? What would I have been like? Was, like, Andrew looking around, like, hey, is there food? And this, her son's like, oh, and she's like, put your hand down. Like, shh, don't do that. Don't. Or maybe she was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, he wants to help. Like, oh, he's listening. He wants to help. He wants to be a part of this. Maybe, was she like tired of hearing about this Jesus guy? Because I don't know who this is. Like, he's doing this and my son's dragging me out. I don't know. My kids are into like all the YouTube sensation personalities. And there are sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't watch another video about this person. I don't really care what Mr. Beast is doing today. It doesn't matter. So I'm like, I wonder, is that how she felt? Like, okay, I'm going with you. I have been to some concerts that I thought I would never go to. K-pop, I've been to a concert. Yep. Was that how that mom was? Like, okay, I'm here. Was she embarrassed that her kid was showing off her baking? Like, whoa, nobody was supposed to see that loaf. It's a little bit burned. Like, no. Now, notice that Andrew says, he makes a point of saying five small barley loaves. Barley was not the food of the rich. These barley loaves, this is poor people food. So here is this boy, and he's like, oh, here's my barley loaves. It'd be like your son going and being like, here's my top ramen. Everybody can have some. Like, this is not like high-end food. Is it like how embarrassing? Maybe, I kind of think this might be where I go if I'm like not having a spiritual day. Maybe she was like, you know how much I worked for that food? Like, that's it. That's the day's bread. And you're going to give it away? Back in this time period when moms were making the bread, they didn't just like go out and buy the bread. When they're looking at like research and all that stuff, they figure that moms probably spent about 2 hours a day grinding the grain. Like, I have a hard time like going and buying the bread. Like, 2 hours grinding the grain. There goes 2 hours. I don't know if she was there. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe she only heard about it afterwards. As the crowds are tracking back in, verses 10 through 13, let's go there. This is how things went down. Jesus had the people sit down. We saw like that group of 5,000 people, like that's a lot of people. He had them like sit down, got them all organized, gave thanks, and passed out food. And everybody had as much as they wanted. And Jesus did the same with the fish. They gathered them up, filled 12 baskets, and they had leftovers. This wasn't a hidden thing. People noticed. Go ahead and take a look at verse 14. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, so people saw this, they noticed this, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who has come into the world. When there's a big event that happens in town, people talk about it. People are interacting and sharing and like, oh my goodness, yeah, I had some. Did you? I had some. I had enough. Did you have enough? This talk and this discussion. If mom wasn't there and she's like in town and like people are coming back in and she's hearing about this, like this is like a cool miracle. This is amazing. This is awesome. And then, wait, this was my son? My son did this? Like he went up, he actually like gave his food to Andrew and like Jesus got it and my son was a part of this? How exciting would that be? Like, my son got to be a part of this. I'm going to go grind some more grain. Like, here, let's do this again. I must make good bread. Like, this is awesome. I got to be a part of something that the whole town is talking about. A miracle. This boy, I would assume this impacted his life. He had bread to give, fish to give, and he was a part of something so much bigger than himself. He got to be a part of a miracle that affected down through his life. The reason that this unnamed mom in the Bible is my favorite, she wasn't named, she wasn't really even seen. But man, don't you love it when your kids get to be part of something bigger than yourself, bigger than themselves, when they do big things. Her child played a part of a miracle, and she may have felt invisible to the world. At the time, she was not seen, but she took part of a miracle that we hear about down through generations. So many times in life, we feel invisible. Do those stacks of dishes really count? That laundry that I'm folding again that ended up on the floor, the food that you're going to eat because I made it, all those little things sometimes feel so pointless. But I want to remind you that when those times come that you feel totally unseen, you are seen first and foremost by the one who made you. God sees you. We are each invited and very much welcomed to be part of a daily miracle. The miracle of sharing Jesus with our families, with the world around us. Sometimes we get to be seen. Sometimes the world notices. But most of the time, it's not. My favorite woman in the Bible isn't named, but her influence is seen through generations. There is beauty in the unseen, a beauty that we get to be a part of, to see those around us be a part of. There are so many people like this, unseen at the time, but a beautiful part of our story, of my story, seen through generations. I want to share just a few of my heroes. This will make me teary, because some of these women I've never even met. But these women have impacted the lives of their daughters. And their daughters are my friends. One of these ladies is the hair puller, but I won't tell you who. Because they invested in their daughters, I can invest in my kids. I came prepared because I knew that was going to happen. Lives that I've never even met, people I've never even seen, have impacted me because they were willing to be that beautiful in the unseen. Some of you may know these people. There might be some familiar faces. There might be some unfamiliar faces. But each one of these women has also impacted you, because they've impacted me. And I hope I can impact you in a positive way. Their lives, although oftentimes felt invisible, and honestly, they felt unseen at times, has been a beautiful blessing to the world. I remember one of these ladies telling me about being the mom of two very close in age little girls and how she would go and hide in the bathroom so she could just get 2 minutes of peace, and they would stick their fingers under the door and she couldn't get away. And those two ladies are two of my best friends. They made it. And she made it. A beautiful piece that is often unseen. So moms, bonus moms, momming in the moment, you have a lasting impact. And your lives matter so deeply. These unseen things that you do day in and day out, laundry, dishes, texting, messaging that person that's still ghosting you, it matters. You're doing a good job, and you are not invisible. You are seen by the one who created you. Not only did he create you, but he created you to do a job that only you can do and touch lives only you can. Today we have a gift for all of our moms, and I love the reminder of them. So what we have for you is some herbs, a plant to take, and I really like it because herbs, they get to season our meals, our daily meals that we eat every day. Moms, you are the seasoning in our daily lives. We also have a little compact mirror for you. And on the outside, it says beauty in the unseen. And it's great for checking your mascara in case you've cried. Oh, look at that. See how useful it is? Beautiful. It also is a great reminder when you're feeling unseen, when you're feeling invisible. Open it up. Take a look. You are seen by God, and there is beauty in your unseen actions that you do day to day. Now, for those of you that are not getting a mirror today, we do live in a culture where we have developed amazing things that hang on the wall called mirrors. And so when you're feeling a little bit down or like, man, I just don't feel like I'm making a difference, I would like you to look in that mirror. You can find them in most bathrooms, hallways, cars. If you still are like in a desperate situation, selfie mode. You can do this. Take a look. See your eyes and remind yourself that you are seen, seen by God, and there is a beauty in what you're doing. You're invited to take part in the miracles every day. Miracles God has uniquely created for you. There is a deep, deep beauty in the unseen things of this world, a beauty that is bigger than ourselves and a beauty that is seen through generations. I'm going to invite the worship team to come up. And I just want to take a minute to pray over you today, and then we're going to sing. So if you would join me in prayer. God, thank you so much for each individual here today. Lord, I pray for the moms that are feeling a little invisible, that you would wrap them in your love, that you would hold them in the palm of your hand as they go through this week. Lord, that you would remind them of how incredible they are. I pray you would bring people into their lives to speak life into their world, that they would be comforted and know that they are doing a great job and there truly is beauty in what they do in the day to day. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for the blessing that each and every mom is in this room. Thank you for your love, Lord. Amen.